It's a beautiful fall day, and it's another episode of Talk About That.
We out here, hoodies and shorts for all around.
I'm telling you, I can't remember the last time we had a fall.
The hoodie short thing is one thing.
Yeah.
And I think I've talked to you about this. What I can't deal with is the winter guy who wears the parka
with
and shorts. He's at the gas pump, and he's shivering. I see this the other day, last winter. He's shivering, just shaking.
Wow.
And I can tell he's thinking to himself, I got to get a heavier coat. Put on some pants. What are you doing with yourself?
Yeah, no, I don't wear, I will wear the hoodie and shorts, but no, if it's coat time.
But you have the shirt underneath that you can take off the hoodie.
Yeah.
See, I've always been the guy that, maybe I've talked about this before, but I don't want to wear the hoodie if it's not, I'm a zip up guy. Because you can't take off a hoodie without completely exposing yourself. If you got that shirt on underneath it, that shirt's sticking to the hoodie. It's all coming up. Hey, here's Johnny's nipples. And rolls upon rolls of pasty white flesh.
So as an avid hoodie wearer with shorts, my answer to that is always, that's the only time.
You have a spotter. You hold the shirt down. Laura takes off the hoodie.
I tuck in the shirt underneath. That's the only way.
I have to tuck it.
And then if I have to pull... Then they're seeing a tucked-in T-shirt, which looks kind of funny, and then I can untuck it once it's pulled. Johnny, this is not that hard of a problem.
You just changed my life.
I just gave you the answer. You're going to show up next week in a hoodie now.
I don't know.
Guys, I'm just here to help people through what matters in life, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's weird, those little things, those little, like, cheats that you have. So my wife has this cheat to help herself in life. It's a sordid story.
It's her taxes.
So
what she does is she claims she made a lot less, and then you guys get to have a pool.
Yeah. In other news, Laura's going to jail. So we have a 2004 GMC Yukon Denali.
Right.
Now, for some people, John, it might be old. But for us, it's just right.
I don't think anybody's thinking either. I think you say the year because you're like, I don't want anybody to think I have a brand new GMC.
It's like you would always act like you got a pool. And then when I say something about, but I have cars that are so, my truck is a 96. But anyway, we keep going back and forth on
this. How old's the pool? What year is it?
It's actually old enough that it has to get a new liner because it's ripped now. So yeah, that's happening. Anywho, so... There's a saga to the stereo system. Okay, I don't know if you remember this, but
our listeners going to enjoy this?
They are.
Okay.
So, like a couple years ago, I decided I had the original stereo. I wanted Bluetooth, so I tried to put a Bluetooth system in, but something with the Bose system I have, I couldn't get the proprietary.
Bose not a sponsor. Blah,
blah, blah. I couldn't get it right in there. So I ended up finding this company in California.
Yes,
and what they do is
this.
They install this Bluetooth thing into a system that is an actual radio from that model of the car. So they sent me one. It didn't work. It was slightly different. So I ended up mailing to California. I took the stereo out of the car, mailed it to California. He installed the Bluetooth, and he swore to me it was not through the RF channels. It was not through the radio. But it is.
Yeah.
In a really weird way. So when you're traveling, we're going on a vacation next week. When you're traveling, you have to have a good radio station that your radio is tuned to.
And then as you're driving, you get out of that and you have to change it to another station.
You have to change it. And sometimes out in the middle of the boonies, you can't find a station, you know. So all that being said, I finally said enough is enough. She's like, I don't care. And I'm like, but we're going to have a couple football games on that I want to stream. I want this problem fixed. It's a hanging chad for me, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a nice election reference.
Yeah, absolutely. So although we did have somebody on staff who did not know.
They didn't get the
hanging
chad.
It's a she, and she's
it was 2000.
Older than me.
Yeah.
Did not know.
Oh, didn't remember it?
What a hanging chad
was. They might not
have
voted that year.
Maybe not. I don't know. We did not shame her.
Well, Curry
a little.
Was,
we shamed her a lot.
You know, Curry is only 2 years younger than me, and I've noticed with her, she's a lot more politically aware now. Like, I used to tell her, did you see this on Twitter? And she'd be like, all I saw was cat videos. Like, she wasn't in it. And I was so, like, much more outraged and sad than her. And now she's like, are you seeing this? And I'm like, oh, no, we got to get you off Twitter, baby.
Yeah,
we're no better. She knows so much more about the world at large now, and I just don't think it's helping.
You got to limit it. You got to give yourself a limitation. So at any rate, I put a new stereo in, or I had Best Buy do it, so I'd get the right thing. And we have a Bluetooth now for the trip. But I found out my wife, this is what she does to cheat. She sets the clock in the car ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so today she says to me, man, I got in my car and I can't stand it because, you know, the clock's not set ahead. And I said, you know,
You're tricking yourself, though.
Unless you set all the clocks in your life ahead, it doesn't matter. Because the clock you used to tell you to go into the garage and get into the car was on the right time. So what, you just got in there and thought all of a sudden you're 7 minutes later than you were when you stood inside the door?
It's a portal. It's a stargate. it's like there used to be a comedian with a bit about that, about people who set their clocks different in different rooms.
Yeah.
And he goes, so if you're late, you just go to a room where you're early. You know, you're running late for work. You just head over to the bedroom.
It's got to all be the same, Johnny. It's got to
I'm telling you, that'll preach, though. Mm. We're fooling ourselves.
My goodness. Setting our clocks ahead. I'm looking for it here.
I'm trying. Some of you have mailed your stereo to California, where the liberals are installing a Bluetooth.
And they're lying to you because it's not really going to go through the
RF. You know who's got a Bluetooth? Satan! I don't know if he does. Maybe that would be. I haven't read that
scripture. I want to know where Bluetooth came from. Why do they call it that, Johnny? Do you know? I bet you know.
I don't know.
Really?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
The thing I heard about Bluetooth when it first came out was the guy with the one earpiece, and you couldn't tell if he was just crazy. He's just saying, no, we don't need milk. We've got milk. And you're like, is he insane? And then you'd see the earpiece. You're like, okay, we're good. But that was rare. Like, they were rare in the beginning.
Yeah.
It was like an important bit, like just shouting into the ether. Yeah. Sell, sell, or whatever. And you're just like, man, that guy's.
Remember the commercial where the guy was, he's sitting next to the lady and they're about to start a meeting and everybody's coming to the table and he goes, well, you know, I've always found you attractive. And she turns to him and goes,
oh, right, yeah.
I've always kind of liked you too, Blake. And he goes, okay, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, hold on, sweetie.
There's like one of those want to get away commercials, I think.
Whenever I hear somebody on their phone in an airport bathroom, and they're trying to have like a business meeting, like nothing's happening, like they're not sitting there pooping.
But do they got
to
be hearing the other? Because it's not like the toilets in airports are like, it's big,
they're in there. Yeah, yeah, okay, so with the Johnson file, what you're going to do is, okay, I always just want to shout to that person, he's on the toilet! Just to ruin his meeting.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So you don't really use earpieces to talk, right?
When I'm, sometimes I do because I don't like the phone speaker I don't like very much. And, of course, you're worried about tumors and stuff, right? Do you still believe in that? What about 5G? Are you a 5G guy? Like you're holding the phone right up to your head. Do you have that thing? Do you have that fear?
No, I just don't. My speaker doesn't work.
It's just
right.
A hassle.
I'm still on a 7 here. So
yeah, if I know I have to make a call, like if I'm making a long call, I'll put in my Bluetooth headsets or my I have the earpieces that I run with that hook over my ears. I'll just put those in.
Well, so I do this. So I will, like I did this actually last night. I came to church and I was on a call. I couldn't get off the call. And I'm going to see people because I was dropping off SETI for youth and I needed to walk to my office. And I don't want to be, I can't be that guy just walking through talking. They don't know that I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
So I literally take the phone while I'm on Bluetooth and put it up to my ear that there's nothing coming through.
So it's like you're signaling.
Yeah. I'm telling them I'm on the phone without having to explain I'm in my Bluetooth. So, but it feels really silly to do it. Like it's faux. It's not real, Johnny. It's not real.
It's faux.
It's a phone.
I had a thought the other day. Curry got it. We were at a restaurant. She got up to go to the restroom. And I immediately looked at my phone.
Yeah.
And I thought, what did we do
before
cell phones? We just stared.
Yeah.
Like a psychopath. Somebody goes to the bathroom. You're just like, all right, I don't know what the menu's gone.
Yeah.
You know, you're not. You got nothing. You're looking at salt and pepper shakers.
One of the guys in Regen last night, he just got back from a trip and he said he didn't check his email for a week.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and like he's a project manager, you know, for Nissan. So like
he's like, I'm fired.
Yeah. But I was like, wow, I wonder. And so the guys, they were like, so, you know, don't work because I'm on a crazy deadline trying to get done before I go.
Yeah.
And they were like, so go and don't work at all. I said, well, I'm taking my computer, but I'm not going to work. And then I came back because it's Regen. I'm trying not to lie. I said, I'm not planning on, like, the idea. I can't commit to it. I can't commit to, like, I won't have to send an email or something next week. So
I don't think you want to commit to that.
No, I don't want to work. I mean, I kind of do. I'm addicted to it. But I want to finish. And I'm writing some really important things. So I'm trying to, like, you know.
You don't want to work? You just want to bang on the drum all day? Remember that song? I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the drum all day. That's you. You want to.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to sit on the beach and read history books. That's what I'm going to do.
That doesn't sing as well.
I'm going to finish the Grant book finally because it's got 1,000 pages. I'm like past 500
oh,
now.
Oh, man.
And then I'm probably going to read Hamilton next.
Let me say something to you. Audiobook. Is that an audio form?
Oh,
it's probably
sure.
Like 82 hours.
There's no telling, man. It's crazy.
Oof.
It is crazy.
But yeah, I mean, so where's your stance on, you're obviously not inbox zero then. You don't have like all of your emails read then. Do you have unread emails in your inbox right now?
No.
So you're at inbox zero?
Yeah.
But is that what inbox zero is? Is inbox zero you have no emails or you have no unread emails?
I don't know.
All I know is from COVID, I quickly reached bank balance zero. And I thought that was just as good. Like, man, I am really dialing it in. I am squandering all of my savings on food and shelter.
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you had savings. That's good.
That's true.
Way to go, man.
Look at you. You're the one sending off stereos to California.
No, this was like 2 years ago. And then it didn't work. And so, yeah, I don't like it when things don't work. I get to a point where I don't want to follow up anymore. Like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's like, again, it's like Smile Club. I could call them back and be like, hey, it didn't work. And I just paid you money, but I'm so tired of calling them. I don't want to call them
We're
anymore.
Never going to get any good sponsors if you keep besmirching Smile Club Direct and Bose. Bose is like a big company. They could destroy us.
I didn't besmirch Bose. I just said that I couldn't find the correct proprietary what have you connections for the harness. That's the word. Looking
you
for.
Didn't want to buy the real thing.
No, I tried to
buy
it.
Oh, you looked for it.
But I couldn't find it online. So, but you know, Best Buy has all these, I don't know, they go into their secret vault of systems and they know exactly.
They do. And I do think I sound like an old man because I am an old man, but I really sound like Curry's dad because he's the guy that always talks about how they make things now not to be worked on.
Yeah.
Like cars used to be like, remember the old pickup trucks? You could see a guy down in the engine compartment of a pickup. Like there was areas where you could get into it.
Yeah.
Like one time I remember seeing my dad down in the hood of the truck. And I was like, there's a whole area. Now everything's so tightly compacted and it's underneath things and you got to have a certain tool.
Yeah.
To work on it, and only the dealerships have them, etc. Or it's a computer code. They make all the cars computers. We're like, oh, well, this is cool. My car's mostly computerized. Well, then you don't realize this means that you can't fix your car anymore.
Yep.
And so, but I find myself doing that now. I'm like, that's what they do. That's how they get you. they get you these restaurants. You fill up on bread. That used to be a big thing. Don't fill up on bread.
like that they're being mean to you. You're still buying the food. You can take it home.
Well, but buffets do it.
Oh, now that I'll buy.
Yeah. So buffets will bring you, here's some hush puppies. And you're like, oh, look at this, man. They're already bringing us stuff.
I will never.
So you eat less all-you-can-eat catfish or whatever it is.
That's brilliant. Do you go to all-you-can-eat catfish buffets, John?
I don't. They are a scavenger, John, and I don't do that.
The buffets or the catfish?
I'm a scavenger too, though, honestly, because why would I be there? I'm at a buffet. I think. Well, you think buffets are going to go away?
Didn't they shut down the Golden Corral over in Hermitage? Did I hear that?
But it's back. It's back and better
it's
than
back.
Ever. Well, what they tried to do was family style. And you tell us what you want. We'll bring it to your... They tried to do that thing where, like, they'll go shop for you at the buffet. You know?
Yeah, but that's a...
Yeah, because the thing about Costco, I heard a comedian say that too. He said, when you're at Golden Corral, a restaurant like that, you should have to order it. You should have to describe everything on your plate like you're ordering at a restaurant. I want one piece of pepperoni pizza, a scoop of mashed potatoes, 4 pieces of okra, some gummy bears, some cotton candy, chocolate sauce. Like it's like if you looked at that plate at a Golden Corral and you had to literally say out loud what you've ordered.
Yeah, some bourbon chicken.
Exactly.
I'll have that. It's so much.
2 shrimps.
Fried rice.
Yeah. A scoop of green beans.
Oh, is it like the mixture of
they're all just
foods.
Mingling. Yeah. All the foods mingling together.
Yeah.
Sauces are intruding on other sauces.
Oh, the shrimp etouffee. It's just like it's all this. I like it though. Sadie loved it when she was younger. I don't know if she still does, but we take
it's
her.
For young kids and old people. That's what Golden Corral is.
It was, you know what she loved about it? Was it was one of the first times she was old enough. She'd take a plate.
Right.
It was a real big deal.
Feel the responsibility.
She would get to go do it herself. And she'd be like, hey, do you need any help, honey? Because she might still spill things and all that, or, you know, sneeze under the guard, you know, whatever.
And so
there's no telling what she's doing up there. But we would just let her go, you know, and just kind of like her her, you know, soiree into freedom. You know, like she, yeah. she really enjoyed that. And she'd be mad if you, if I happened to go to the buffet to get something else for me. What are you doing? I was like, I'm just getting my own food.
I don't think it was a soiree into freedom. I think it was a foray into freedom.
What did I say? Soiree.
Soiree's
no,
like
it was it was a party, not a party.
It's an elegant party of some sort. Everybody, come on out to my freedom party. We're going to Golden Corral.
It was very elegant. It was funny. We went there the first night that I had all my hair cut off. It was one of those, because she
left. Did you celebrate?
We were already going. But the girls.
How white was your head? Be real.
It wasn't that white.
Really?
Because my hair
was already getting so thin. Some sun. Yeah. Yeah.
But I remember, like, we all stood there while she took the hair off. It was like your joke. Like, we don't know what's under there. We don't know what it's going to look like, you know. And so it was a Sadie brought that the other day. And then we went and celebrated at Golden Corral.
John. You got a good head. That's good.
I'm thinking, by the way, that I'm going to shave it on vacation.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, why not? Because then if I don't like it, I'm on vacation. It'll be back.
Oh, it'll grow back.
When I get back, you know, it'll be good. It'll be back.
Well, but why do you want to shave it all?
I just want to try. At this point, you know what, Johnny? I spent so long. I should have done this to my hair 5, 6, 7 years earlier. Yeah. I was so, like, afraid of what's under there. So now I'm kind of like, what's the big deal? I literally have half, like, I'm not even a one guard. It's like a half guard. So it's almost down to my, it's on my scalp already.
Some of us are on half guard spiritually.
My goodness.
We need to be on our full guard.
We just, the full guard.
Listen, though, here to me what it is, it's not even about the head when you shave your head. It's about the ears. If you have ears that stay close to your head or they're not gigantic.
See, I already can tell that, though.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm close enough.
So you are going to be fine.
This is not, you might not even, in fact, when I'm on camera preaching, it looks like my head's shaved.
Yeah.
And so.
It's like Michael Phelps. Mm. Michael Phelps. I mean, his ears.
If he didn't have that cap, it'd slow him down significantly.
That's what I mean. The cap holds those ears close to the vest. That doesn't. And what is Michael? I mean, Michael Phelps out of. He's a terrific
well, he's
person,
not going to be
sure.
A sponsor now.
No.
Wow.
Man.
We could have had that.
82 gold medals or whatever?
Whatever it is, it's insane.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
But, I mean, the guy was born with, like, gills, though, wasn't he? Isn't there something about his body that's
he's
different?
He's Aquaman.
Yeah.
He is. He summons.
Seems like web
creatures
toes.
From the deep to help him fight crime.
Seems unfair.
Whenever I would watch the Super Friends as a kid, you always knew it was going to be kind of a dud of an episode when you sensed it was an Aquaman. There would be like a Russian submarine captain uttering something about, you know, let's go commit underwater crime. And then you'd be like, oh boy, it's going to be.
You know what we
this
need.
Is going to be an Aquaman. It's like whenever a black person got on the Love Boat, you knew the episode was going to be called Love for Isaac.
Yeah.
You know, like there's never been a black person on this boat until now. And now it's going to be Isaac, the bartender, is going to find love. It's like, come on, Love Boat.
Come on, guys. Could have just
let's
add,
come on. This
add
is
a few more characters.
This is the 1970s. Okay, let's be diverse here.
Yeah. Isaac, a very diverse decade.
That's right. It really was known for it.
Yeah. It is crazy thinking about coming out of the civil rights movement, how things were in the 70s and 80s. You know, just they seemed less diverse in many ways. Like you think about all of our shows growing up, like Family Ties.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Do you remember?
Just, well, the diversity there was, the tension, I think, was that they were hippies.
Yeah.
If you remember their backstory, they were hippies who got married very young, and their oldest son was a staunch Republican. Like a total Reagan.
Yeah.
So that was kind of
the
tension.
That was the political tension.
That was the political tension they built in. But yeah, as far as like, did he have any friends of any other race or did he ever date anybody of any other race? No, there was never. They tried. Remember, the thing about the sitcoms in the 80s was they always had to have the very special episode.
Yeah.
On the next very special episode of Different Strokes. And then they would tackle kidnapping or whatever. And it's just like, but they told you in advance, don't miss this one.
Well, Different Strokes
had... It's going to be super heavy.
Different Strokes had a lot of diversity. So, yeah, I guess there were shows.
They did. But, I don't know. But there was a lot of that... After school specials? Oh, man, they just...
Yeah.
I thought people were going to offer me drugs every day at school.
Oh, and no one ever did. It was a little disappointing. I wanted to say no. I couldn't just say no. No one ever offered me.
I couldn't wait to say no.
Oh, my goodness.
Same with premarital sex. I couldn't wait to be... I couldn't wait to hold up my celibacy as a... I'm doing this in honor to God. They're like, no one's offering, Johnny. No one cares.
That's
funny. But you got to feel like it was by choice, and I think that's really interesting.
Yeah. I appreciate the way you're honoring God.
That's right.
Yeah. It's not much of a choice to honor.
Yeah.
My very lifestyle just honors God.
There was a guy who, one time at the Christian Comedy Association, we do these open mics, and there'd be a lot of young comics. And so they'd be really green and not very good. But every now and again, they'd have one or two jokes where he'd be like, man, there's something there. That's funny. And this one guy did. He said, I'm 28 years old. And he goes, and I'm a virgin. And I'm holding on to that. And everybody kind of clapped because it's a Christian audience. And he was like, well, I appreciate that, but it's really been a team effort. It's been a group effort this way. It's been a group effort, really. And I can't take all the credit.
That's funny.
Was definitely me in high school.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought people were every day in the schoolyard just going to be like, hey, kid, and open up their coat and there'd be just pills.
Yeah.
That's what we were led to believe.
Yeah.
People just on the playground, like cutting up with a razor blade cocaine. Just like, what? You're 8. What are you doing? I don't know.
Yeah. No, it didn't happen in our world.
No. So
maybe our world's different than other
people's. That's true. We've been sheltered.
Yep.
It's true. I'm not going to pretend that drugs aren't the scourge that they are. They are. But yeah, I think after school specials just had you believe that like danger was around there, lurking around every corner.
Yeah. Well, and again, what's funny is we didn't want to do drugs, but we did sense the excitement of the possibility of someone offering drugs, you know? So it's funny how you do prepare people. It's Sadie's in that place right now where, you know, we're listening. Her favorite artist, I won't say who it is, but she listens to her a lot. And we were listening on the way to school. And I'm having all these internal thought processes because as a Christian and as a dad and all those things, like I want to protect her. And so I was hearing lyrics. I was like, this is the weird layered part. I was hearing lyrics that I was pretty sure were pretty sexual. But they weren't like just, they weren't like, let's have sex. Like, you know, they weren't that.
That's catchy. Although George Michael did have a song that said that, basically. So,
it was just like, color me bad.
And, yeah.
So, but they were probably, and I realized, and it's very, very rhythmic. Like they're embedded in the beat and other things, you know.
You sound like an 80s Baptist preacher. It's the beat
the
that
beat
makes
that's
you want to move.
Wrong.
Oh, my
I mean,
Lord.
I loved it. No, I mean, I'm it was incredible melodies, all those things. But
yeah.
And so I realized she doesn't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
And I can, so what's the choice here? Like the choice is I go, hey, and I do this sometimes, and I probably will in this particular song. I just didn't do it on the way to school because I need to go look them up first. But I'll be like, hey, you know what? That song is saying things that you don't need to be singing. Mm-hmm. She's not even singing. She's singing, but it's like we all did growing up, you know.
Yeah.
Let's pee in the corner. That's your old
joke. Yeah, you don't know what she's... Oh, yeah.
Right. Let's pee in the corner.
Pee in the spotlight, losing my religion.
And so it was a... But if I want to make a big deal about it, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call attention to the sexual things in the song, and she's going to go try to figure out what they are.
Yeah.
So it's like almost by trying to make it more righteous.
You're pushing her further into the rabbit
hole. I'm going to push her further when most likely, and mm-hmm. Laura advises me on this, most likely if I just don't make a big deal about it, or if I do make a deal about it, be non-specific, no shame, nothing like that. Just, hey, this is probably not the best thing. You know, otherwise, making a big deal about it makes a big deal about it, you know, and it causes her to go, that's something... I used to say to kids all the time, you know, the logic of it was they would talk about certain sins, if you will, that you know, they're not a big deal. It's not a big deal. You know, if they were drinking too much or whatever, you know, it's not a big deal. Not a big deal. You know, and I didn't talk about drinking a lot as a youth pastor. I just didn't really hone in on those things. But when somebody was having a problem and they act like it wasn't a big deal, my answer would be like, well, cool. Then it'll be no problem to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if it's not a big deal, just don't do it anymore. You keep acting like it's not a big deal, you know. So that logic was, hey, it probably is a bigger deal. You know, sometimes if you keep calling something not a big deal, you're probably wrong.
Right. It has control over you.
Yeah, most likely it's something bigger than that. So I did not call it out. We'll see. I'm gonna go research the song. And but it's just such a weird parent place. Like in my wildest dreams, I never would have thought that I'll be sitting there thinking, which is the best way to help my kid here? And it might be to not point out the sexual lyrics. It might be to just not make a big deal and make a smaller deal later. So I don't know, Johnny. I'm figuring it out as I go for sure, though. So
she probably noticed that the song was a little risque when you and Laura were making out while you're listening to it. She's like, why are you, what's going on, you guys? You're like, no, it's just...
She is at the age, by the way, where if we show affection,
she's grossed
each other,
out.
Oh yeah, she's completely grossed out. Because you know, yesterday was our 20th anniversary.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you.
Terrific.
Thank you. We did not even post about it.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there, and you made me sing a song I was very uncomfortable with.
I know. It was a duet, right?
It was a duet from this moment.
Did you sing two or did you sing one?
I sang something before.
You sang "I'll Be Here," I think, didn't you?
Which is kind of was my go-to.
Yeah.
I sang I Will Be Here at like 12 weddings.
Yeah.
I was so tired
You're
of it.
You're the best.
Including my own. But you said, I got this song I want you to do. Laura's got a friend. Jamie was her name?
Oh, yeah.
Who's just crazy.
Unbelievable
voice.
Vocalist. Yeah.
She'll sing the Shania Twain part. We want you to sing the Brian White part. And I'd never heard. I think I'd heard the song once or twice. This guy's harmonies on From This Moment are so high.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, are you kidding me? I think I had to make her lower the thing a key,
yeah,
a whole key, just to be able to keep up with me.
Did you play it or was it a track?
It was a track, I believe.
Because you hate tracks.
I hate tracks. I can't remember if I played along with a track though. Maybe we have to watch your wedding to know, because it was in the wedding, right? It was in the It wasn't like pre, because I did the I'll Be Here pre. It was like you threw me like the little like, oh, as people are walking in, Johnny, we want you to, what an honor. Oh, you're so. But then we want you to have the high squealy notes that may or may not make it. We want that to happen when everybody's in their seats.
It makes you feel
focused
better.
On
I don't
you.
Remember how your performance went.
It was fine. I would not want to listen to it again. Well, I remember not being like cringe, but if I had to listen to it now, I'd be like, oh man, that was pitchy dog.
I'm pretty certain I found that VHS the other day.
But so, you don't have anything to play it in?
I don't have anything to play it in, but I'm going to try to get it digitized.
Oh, so, no. But I'm telling you, I was shaking. Because I remember you told me you wanted me to do that, and I didn't want to say no.
Yeah.
But it was very uncomfortable, and then you were just, you were coaching me through the, because I don't sing harmony very well. I'm like more of a, I'm a melody singer.
Yeah.
And I'm just a natural born leader, is I guess what I'm saying. I don't like playing number two. I'm Jordan. I'm Jordan, not Pippin. Okay.
Sometimes your harmony sounds like number two.
Hey,
am I right?
But it was tough because Jamie can really sing, and I was like, man. And you got to be in sync with that person, and we'd never sang together too. That's the other part. We had like one practice.
Yeah.
So it was probably not ideal.
Yeah.
But you can't say no. It's somebody's wedding.
Yeah. And I wasn't going to feel bad about asking. We were that close. So
right, of course.
You're uncomfortable. Imagine it's my wedding day. Imagine how uncomfortable I am. You know what I'm saying? So it's,
remember when you did the, you sang in somebody's wedding, but they wanted the Could Not Ask for More, Edwin McCain.
Uh-huh.
And you felt bad about the lying here with you, listening to the rain. So you had you changed it to standing here with you. Standing here with you. Because you didn't want to be lying here? Because like,
I don't think it was.
Why are they lying here? Because they're not lying there on the wedding day anyway.
Whoa. I'm not sure I was the one that asked to change it. I think that they may have asked me to change it.
Oh, really?
And it was a Christian wedding, so I think they. I don't think I was.
I think you were on your moral high horse. I think I remember you saying, I don't want to.
That doesn't sound like me.
Why are these people lying together? Like, why are they there? They're listening to the rain.
Right. And then we would always sing, lying here with you, listening to the game.
That's true.
I mean, that's more
because they did it on the day of the Florida game. We were mad.
That has been more.
Weren't you mad because it was the day of the Florida game when they decided to have their wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it
like,
Matt and Jackie?
I couldn't ask for more than you changing your wedding day.
Was it Matt and Jackie down in...
Oh, I don't remember that, who it was.
Maybe it was. Or was I in Arkansas? I don't remember where I went. It was some Memphis, maybe. Maybe it was in...
We had a show the night before, and we were teasing you about it, about how you were going to miss the Florida game because you were going to do this. And that's when we started that line here with you listening to the game.
That's funny. That's
standing
funny.
Here with you.
Yeah. So we're going to go out of town and we're going to go out a few nights next week for anniversary. And then we're hopefully going to maybe get away still in November, possibly.
Wow. Just take as many breaks as you want, John.
Well,
I don't know if you knew it, but there's a pandemic Why don't you go spread that around, son?
It's my 20th anniversary.
Oh, okay.
I had plans, like, that's to take her somewhere exotic.
Hey, just go kill with impunity then. I'm kidding. Go ahead and breathe on some people.
No, I'll be masking it. Don't worry. I don't want to get sick, so.
No.
Look,
no,
the mask thing, we're talking about this, is a continuum.
Yeah.
Everyone, you're either a 10 or a 0. You're not just 10 or 0. We're all
but
in the
media
continuum.
Wants to make us 10s or 0s.
Right, right. They want to tell you that everybody who is less cautious than you hates your grandmother, and everybody who's more cautious than you is terrified and irrational.
Living in fear over faith.
Right. And the bottom line is I'm probably about a 7 or 8 most days, you know.
I'm a 5 with a 7 wing.
We should make a
Enneagram
pandemic
masks.
A pantiagram, we'll call it.
That sounds a little bit risque. A pantiagram.
There's no T in there. It was pen. Anyway, yeah.
Boy.
Hey guys, we appreciate you listening and hanging out with us for a few minutes today. Make sure you go to our website. Johnny, want to tell them what that is?
That is talkaboutthat.com.
That'd be wrong.
Talkaboutthatpodcast.com. Talkaboutthatpodcast.com.
Talkaboutthatpodcast.com, and you can also follow Johnny and all of his socials.
Please do. You can find out more about tour dates, which are coming back. Yep. So I'll be coming to your city any day now.
Johnny hopefully. Wants to come and help spread the virus around your city.
I don't, but I want to spread joy. That's a virus we all need to catch.
Isn't it not, though? Some of y'all been inoculated from Joey.
That's right.
What you need.
You need to cough up some happiness. I don't know. That's weird.
It got weird really fast. But hey, make sure you send us your questions, your comments, your topics, other things you'd like to hear us talk about. And we'll be happy to do so next week on
Talk About That.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.